listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're like most eBay sellers, you like to get more items listed per day. And here now to share her strategies for doing just that is Jessica Janicek. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, no two retail prices. And let me tell you what that is so you can get there and check her out when you search by seller ID. It's N-O, the number two, retail prices. All one character string. No number two retail prices. No two retail prices. Jessica, what caused you to have to list more items per day?
Hello, hello, hello. I would say at first it was because I was spending too much time outsourcing. So I had this huge pile of unlisted inventory and, you know, started running out of room. Then my sourcing method changed, and I began dealing with a much larger volume, so I knew I really had to kick it into gear.
So you were listing 5 items a day, and you went to 20.
Yeah, roughly about 25. 25.
Mm-hmm. So how did you – let's talk about the psychology behind that for a moment.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, one day you decided, oops, I gotta up my game here.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So, going from 5 to 25, how did you do that?
Well, I mean, I had to think, you know, what would be, I had to strategize, and I recognized that my best time to list is at night, because during the day, I just have too many distractions. So, you know, instead of trying to force myself to list when I couldn't, I just sat down when I realized that it came more naturally to me, and I was able to just kind of knock them out and streamline the process, you know.
So it was about changing your schedule.
But what about changing my schedule?
So it was about changing your listing schedule, in other words.
Yes, yes, because I used to, you know, I think people feel like, okay, I need to be productive, and you try to force yourself to do something, and, I mean, it's good to challenge yourself, but you also have to keep in mind some people are more productive at different times of the day than others. So it's good to keep that in mind when you make your schedule.
So I'm looking, I went to, I put your name in. No two retail prices into the search, and I got all your stuff up here. Good pictures.
Thank you.
So 25, Griff, have you ever done 25 in one day?
I did once, and it was so painful. I felt like I was going to lose my mind, actually.
So I see a lot of interesting things on here. You sell a lot of clothes, huh? Is that your niche?
So that is my niche, yes.
Okay. And so tell us how you do 25 a day selling clothes. I mean, you got to hang them up there. You got to put them on the mannequin. Tell us about it.
Okay. So basically, I kind of designate blocks of time or days of the week even, and just do all one part of the process and, like, you know, really get into a groove of it. So may it be drafting or taking pictures or, you know, assigning a box number for the listed items to put them away and stuff. I do a large group of it instead of, like, singling, you know, each item individually. That takes too much time.
Well, Shauna Champion brought us today from the eBay Business for Business blog the 7 traits of people who are successful selling on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she mentioned scheduling. So do you schedule? Do you, like, on Monday take your pictures and on Tuesday do something else, or do you just do it willy-nilly?
Right. I'll try to alternate. So, like, Monday, you know, I might just spend my work day drafting, and then I'll have however many drafts I'm able to complete. And then the next day, you know, I take pictures. And pictures don't take as long as drafting, so then I just kind of start it over and lather, rinse, repeat. But I think it is good for you, for accountability purposes, to make a schedule, so then that way you can look, you know, and see this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and refocus yourself if need be.
So when you, so you're listing about 25 now, do you have a goal to go further?
I would like to get up to 50 per day.
Do we know anybody, Griff, who does 50 a day?
Well,
without help. Without help.
Unique items, right?
Yeah, they're unique.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I know anyone.
No.
They're not really unique because it's clothing, so I can group together, you know, may it be a bunch of skirts or a bunch of blouses and just do so similar. I have templates on my notepad that, you know, I copy and paste, so that makes it go faster. It's an ambitious goal, but for the amount of volume that I'm dealing with now, that would be, you know, that would be great for me. So wish me luck.
I wish you great luck. And I'll tell you, I'm ready to buy something.
Really?
Of yours.
Really?
But there's,
what is it? Tell us.
Let me see if she's done. I need, oh, thank you. Length. Okay. Some people do not put the length when they sell a jacket or a blouse.
No, I know. Isn't that awful?
And it drives me crazy because I am a short person.
Of course you are.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am. So I am buying it now. I just bought your Spence Woman Black 3/4 Raglan Sleeve Rayon Wool Blend jacket.
Jacket.
Oh, it's
wow.
A jacket.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It's perfect for me. I love it. It's got a scoop neck. I like the scoop neck and all. Yeah, I like it.
Well, that's the benefit for hosting the show. You get to buy things while you're, you know, when you're talking to the men's casual shirts. Oh, what is she going to say?
We go shopping.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is so exciting for the radio audience. Lee and Griff have disappeared. They're now shopping with the guest.
Yes. We should do a segment, Shopping with the Guest. Call us up with your listings, and we'll see if we can buy something from it. Estimated delivery Saturday, January 28th.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah. 4 days. I can live with that. Okay, terrific. Awesome. I like that. So we're talking to a woman who lists up to 25. She lists about 25 listings a day.
Yes.
Her name is Jessica. She's known on eBay, the number two retail prices. Absolutely not.
No to retail prices.
And she's giving us some of her strategies. Why do you think it's important to list every single day?
Well, you know, the motto in our community is if it's not listed, it won't sell.
That's right.
For one. But also, and I'm not sure if it's correlated in any way, but I noticed that when I slack and, you know, I'm not up to par with my listings, my sales will slump. Mm. And, you know, the opposite, if I'm really, you know, staying on point, I notice a boost in my sales. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, that activity in my store, you know, allows increased visibility. But I can't, you know, say that for certain because I don't know the algorithm and all that. But what do you think?
I think more activity.
Yeah.
I can't see how you would argue. Yourself.
I can't see how you'd argue against it.
No, really.
Right. So that's pretty much why I feel like it's important to list, because you have all these items and you want to make sure that, you know, we're taking the full advantage of the marketplace and receiving as much visibility on our items as possible.
Makes sense.
She has 1,106 feedbacks and she's top rated seller plus on this item that I just bought.
It's pretty good.
So 25 a day. Wow.
That's a lot.
So you streamline your listing process by doing all the photographs in one day. And do you do the listings before you do put the photographs in?
I actually do sit down at the computer and draft first. And then I save the draft and pull it up on my iPad and take the picture last and then send it live.
See, I've been taking the pictures first and getting those ready, and it drives me nuts.
Why?
Yeah,
well, I think if I did it her way, I'd be better off, because then I will have already done the listing except for the pictures.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then I can start slipping the pictures in.
I do the pictures first. I take pictures first, but that's just my mm-hmm. process. So
I'm going to try it a few different ways and see what happens.
Well, there's nothing wrong with experimenting with different ways.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. you may uncover something that works better for you.
So do you have children at home, Jessica?
I do. I have a 12-year-old son who actually helped me out quite a bit. So I do have some help.
It helps.
Right,
help.
But you don't have little babies hanging around. See, I talk to some women who have little toddlers running around trying to do their listing, and their toddler is, you know, running around. It's not easy.
Oh, I would imagine that would be really hard.
Exactly. Yeah. So what were you doing before you became an eBay seller?
I've been selling on eBay for about 8 years now, but it was a hobby for many years. I'm going into my second year full-time. Before that, I was a barista. I have a license in skincare as an esthetician. So I was doing, like, freelance makeup and stuff like that, facials.
Cool.
So has your life changed since you decided to do eBay?
Has it changed? I think so. I really do. The cosmetology industry can be pretty vain. And since I've settled into this as a full-time thing, you know, I noticed that my focus has definitely changed. And, you know, I love it. I love what I do.
Well, we love that you chose to come on and be a guest today. You taught us a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, going global on eBay. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yet you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.